praise and glory based on how good God has been to you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go. Glory, glory, glory. He's worthy. He's worthy. Now, I don't wait till I get into the house of God to give God glory. All week long, I've been telling the Lord, thank you. Every time I wake up and know that I'm awake, I tell God, thank you. I can praise him in the kitchen. I can praise him in the bathroom. I can praise him on my job. So when I get into the house of God, it's just the residue that's been left over from all week long that I can give God praise and glory because God has been good to us. Oftentimes we come into the house and we want to be pumped up and primed. And I heard someone say it's almost like an auction. Can I get a praise over here? Can I get a hallelujah over there? Can I get a thank you, Jesus, over there? But I believe that based on the fact that we got up this morning, y'all will catch that when you get home, but based on the fact that I woke up this morning, things may not be the way that I wanted them to be. That I want to feel. My bank account don't look like what I want it to look like. My children are not acting the way I want them to act. But based on the fact that God has been good to us, that's more than enough for me to give God glory. I dare you to high five your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God's been real, real good to me. Real good. Real, 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 real good. Amen. To God be the glory for all the things that he's done. I'm not going to be before you long. Thank you for having the clock on the wall. Amen. I tell people, don't say the preacher the hour. I can't preach that long. Amen. To God be the glory. First of all, I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and for giving me this opportunity to stand before the people of God today. I truly don't take it for granted that God chose me. And every time he gives me an opportunity, I am quite humble. Amen. And that God will get the glory out of my life and that you all will be blessed by the word of God. Amen. Amen. I thank God for my mom being here. I told her, don't walk down the street. I said, get somebody to drop you off and I'll take you back. Amen. Pastor Overseer Barbara Walser. Amen. Thank God for being here. Amen. And Sister Bagley is a member of our church, and she lives in Raleigh. So she drove from Raleigh to Burlington today. To Lexington today. I'm thinking I'm still in Burlington at the church. Because I'm looking at the clock and say, okay, Bishop up right about now. Amen. But in Lexington, amen. Sister Bagley, she stood up early. Thank you so much for coming. Amen. And to my sister-in-law, y'all know her. Amen. She called me. She said, where you at? I said, I'm in between two trucks. So one of us, I don't think I'm going to get the ticket. It's got to be the one in the front of me or the one on the back. I said, let me just get in between because, you know, it's sad when you know you're doing wrong and you be like, Lord, have mercy. So thank the Lord for his grace and mercy. Amen. And to Files Chapel, amen. Thank all of you. And to this wonderful Pastor Reverend Kay, amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. Now, I will warn you that it is not a typical Women's Day sermon. I'm not going to preach about Esther, Miriam, and all them. No, that's not what the Lord gave me. I believe this message is for the house. I believe it's for such a time as this. Amen. For the people of God. Amen. And if you would go to the Word of God. Before I do that, I thank the Lord for my husband, my pastor, my friend. Amen. And my all in all, everything. He just my all everything. I'm just saying it like that. And so I thank God for him and to our three daughters. Amen. And their spouses and our grandchildren. We have three and one on the way. Amen. So I thank God for them. Amen. There is a word. Before we read the word, can we just pray? Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And thank you for this opportunity to come together one more time. And thank you for this chance to deliver your word to the people of God. Now, God, I ask that you open our ear gates, God, that we hear what you have to say to us today. And God, I ask you right now that you open our eyes, take the scales off, that we may see, God, what you have in store for us as we continue to do kingdom building. Now, God, I ask you right now, like never before, that I would decrease, God, that you would get the glory out of my life. Let me not say, do anything that is not of you. But God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, and that this word would declare victory in the house today. Someone stands in need of a word today, God. And God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that it not fall on death ears, but God, that the word of God will accomplish what it was sent to do, and that your word will not, shall not, cannot return void. And Father, we thank you and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read two scriptures in your hearing, and you guys gave me a theme, Women Who Win. And I'll tell you the subtopic in a minute after we finish reading these two short scriptures. Amen. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1. I'm going to just read verse 1 for the sake of time. And if you have 2 Timothy 2, verse 1, say amen. If you don't have it, just say hold on. Amen. So while you're doing that, if you would go to 1 Corinthians, I'll read 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy 2, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to stop right there. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can read that, the following scriptures later on. Amen. But the Lord gave me this topic. And I tell you, if you're sitting beside somebody that doesn't like you or you don't like them, this, you know, you might want to change, because this message, you need to talk to your neighbor. Amen. And so at this time, if you need to get it right, because you're going to have to talk to him. Amen. Amen. So the Lord gave me this theme, and I need you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You're looking
at victory.
Now tell your other neighbor, in case that neighbor didn't believe you, turn to your other neighbor and say, neighbor,
you're looking
at victory. This is what victory looks like. Uh-huh. So as we journey for a few minutes, give me about 12 and a half minutes. As we look at this topic here in 2 Timothy 2 and 3, we all, as born-again believers, endure hardships. The Bible says, like a good soldier, we endure suffering. But our suffering is for the cause of Christ. I often say, if I'm going to go through anything, Let it be for the cause of Christ. Not because of anything that I did, but let it be because I stood up for what was right. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer, which is Jesus Christ. And so anyone who competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. A hard worker, a hard farmer, working farmer should be the first to receive the share of the crops. As we reflect on this particular topic, you can read it with this particular verse. You can read it when you get home. But 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 through 15 says, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the armor of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are preaching. God wants us to win.
Yeah.
Tell your other neighbor, God wants you to win. And in order for us to win, we must have a mindset to succeed. Our bad ways of thinking can cost you the victory. The things that we used to do can cost us the victory. The things that we say can cost us victory. And there is a saying, and I always said that what you think, that's what you are. You are what you think. This means that you become what you believe by attracting what you think. And I'm a living witness that there are some times that I had to surround myself with a different type of folk. Because everybody that walks with you is not for you. Just because they are with you does not mean that they are for you. I heard a saying that says, your enemies would not know all your business if you would stop telling your friends. Y'all will catch that later. Because when you look like victory, there are some things in our life that we've had to struggle with. And I'm a believer that everybody that grins in your face and say they have your back, they necessarily don't have an understanding of your story. Everybody that says they understand what you're going through may not care what you're going through. But I'm a witness today that God sees everything. He knows everything. And the word of God says that we can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. Tell your other neighbor, you're looking at victory. We're going to get there in a minute. You may shout, you may not, but we're going to get there in a few minutes. But I feel my help right about now. Everybody that says they're for you are not always for you. Just because they've been around you for a long time does not necessarily mean that they have your back. That's why you have to be careful when you're on the battlefield and you're fighting as a good soldier. You cannot tell everybody what your strategy and plan of escape is. There are times you have to keep it to yourself. Now, I don't watch sports. I don't do all that. Bishop does. And so every now and then I kind of get a glance of it. But one thing I do know is when they're playing football, you don't tell your enemies your play. Can I get a witness? If you want to win the game, you have to be careful what you say, who you say it to, and what you do. Because you can have a dream, but there are some people around you that are dream killers. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you prosper. They don't want to see you grow. They don't want to see you mature. So therefore, you got to be careful who you tell and how you tell it and what you tell it about. Yeah. are where we are in life because of the choices that we made. If we're going to be women who win, there are some things that we must do. We must prepare ourselves mentally. If you want to look like victory, there are some things that we must do. We have to prepare ourselves mentally. And I always use the analogy, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but that's all right. I'll come back around if I need to. But I always use this analogy that our youngest daughter, Chelsea, ran track, and that got her a scholarship. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh. And so it got her a scholarship to Appalachian. And so she did the triple jump and the long jump. And so I watched her as she prepared for each meet. And so there is what we have to do is when we're on this battlefield, we have to prepare ourselves mentally. You can't have a lot of distractions. You can't have people in your ear. You can't have a whole lot of stuff going on. But when you're on the battlefield and you know that God has promised you something, you have to hold on to what God has said. So therefore, you have to prepare yourself mentally. And she began to prepare herself. She didn't know. She knew we was there, but she was not distracted about the goal that was ahead of her. So she began to get herself together, and so she prepared, and she began to stay by herself sometime. And so I'm a witness that sometimes when we want to come out in victory, sometimes we got to go in the secret club. I don't know about you, but there's times I've had to go in the secret closet and I've had to clean out the closet, literally, and go in and shut the door. Can I get a witness today that when you want to come out on the other side of victory, you got to go in the secret closet and you have to pray to the Father and you have to ask Him to do the things that you want Him to do in your life. The word of God says that let this mind that is in you, let it also be in Christ Jesus. Set your affections on things above. Set your affections on winning, not losing. Set your affections on coming out, not getting over, but being living, but living above what God wants you to have. Stop living beneath your means. Stop playing the victim and be the victor and come out on top, because God says that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. That's what the word of God says. And so when we go in our closet, we have to call those things that be not as though they were. Though I'm feeling bad in my body, the word of God says He is my healer. Though my finances may be jacked up, the word of God says that He has cattle on a thousand hills, and that we can seek Him first and the kingdom and all His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. The mind, tell your neighbor, the mind is an important factor in being a victor. Before we move further, I want to make sure that we are prepared for the battle and that we are prepared to be victors. We have to prepare before the event. You want to be victorious? You cannot wait till the devil is sitting in your face. If you want to be a victor, you cannot wait till the devil is in your car. Now, I got a problem with that, because people say the devil got in my car. Well, I always wonder, brother, how did he get in there? Who let him in? Who opened the door?
him too much credit. And a lot of things we put on the devil said, I ain't had nothing to do with it. That was the choice that you made. I didn't have nothing. I wasn't in their car. They didn't put no water in the battery. Prepare before the event. Get control over your emotions. Number two is, said I'm not going to be here long, is we have to develop a strategy. How are you going to be a victor? What kind of strategy do you have? What kind of play do you have? What kind of plan do you have? Have you been worshiping the Lord lately? Have you been praying lately? Have you been reading your word lately? Have you been fasting lately? What are you doing? Have you been seeking God lately? Because I'm a witness that if you put something in there, that when trouble comes, you've got something that will come out of you. But if you don't have nothing on the inside, when you get on the battlefield, the devil will whoop up upside your head. But if you've got something on the inside, when trouble comes your way, you can run back and say, come on, devil, give me your best shot. Show me what you're working with, and I'm going to show you what I'm working with, because I've got God on my side. God is a healer. He's a way maker. Number three. I got 5 minutes. Number three says, anticipate a plan for distraction. You can be a witness, and I will guarantee you, when you make up in your mind that you're going to come out victorious, there will be some distractions. Can I get a witness? Just like this morning, I got up real early. I had planned to be here earlier than I got here. And there were so many different things. Hey, I couldn't find this. I couldn't find that. And that wasn't where I left it. And I'm like, there ain't nobody in here. So where's my stuff at? So finally I said, forget it. I'll just go without it. It's okay. We got to know when it's time to let stuff go and say, you know what? That don't matter. Because I got bigger goals. I got bigger plans. I got somewhere I got to go. So what if you got to leave some folk behind? Because I tell you that everybody that started with you will not finish with you. You will find out, Reverend Cade, when you get on the battlefield, who really got your back. When you get out there and you got to fight, I need to know you can fight before we get on the battlefield. I don't need you to be scared. I don't need you to be timid. I don't need you to be talking about, well, I don't know if we can make it. I don't know, because these enemies, they look big, and I don't know if I can do this. Y'all go ahead, but I'm out of here. But I tell you what, the God that I serve, you can hit the organ right there. The God that I serve is a mighty God. And when I put on the whole armor of God, and I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and I have my feet shod, God will fight every battle that needs to be fought. All I got to do is make sure that I have on the right equipment. Y'all sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down. Wow. I'm almost done. Know what kind of battle you're fighting. Storms will come in your life. Seasons will come and go. People will come and go. But one thing is for sure, that if God is on your side, He will stick with you through the thick and the thin, through the ins and the outs, through the ups and the downs, through being lied on and persecuted. God will stick right there with you. So therefore, based on God's track record, as you look back over your life and you look at God's track record and you look at how God has kept you. Somebody ought to be hollering right about there. If you look back on God's track record and how God has taken care of us, I don't know anything other than to give God glory. Because guess what? If God will take you to it, He'll take you through it. There is victory. I almost preach the other side of victory. Because there is another side. Because all the stuff that we've been through over our life, God has been faithful. God has been consistent. And He's been there all the time. So, as I get ready to go to my seat, the fourth thing is be familiar with your surroundings. Identify what and who's around you. Because everybody is not going to go. And everybody won't see your victory. Can I get a witness right there? You will have the victory, but folk will still try to hold you down. That's why, Reverend Cade, when I come into the house of God, I want people to see what God looks like. Not only when I come into the house of God, but in the grocery store. Because, see, when you have God in your life, there's an aura around you. That's why you have to be careful how you act in public. You have to be careful what you say, because you don't never know who's watching you. And all they know is, I think that's Bishop Hargrave's wife. I don't have no name. I'm just Bishop Hargrave's wife. See, they'll say, did y'all see her, how she was acting? You don't never know who's watching you. Be familiar with your surroundings and identify what and who's around you. Let me put a pin right there, and I promise I'll be done. We have to be careful when we want to be victors and we want to come out as a winner. There will be people in your life who will hate on you just because. There's people that don't like me. They don't even know me, but they don't like me. They don't even know nothing about me. That's all right. But see, I heard something the other day. It says that when people lie on you and they don't know you, leave them guessing. Leave them guessing. And what you do is you say, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? God bless you. And you know they done lied on you. Was that good right there? That one was free. I ain't gonna charge you for that one. But see, we have to realize that we have to go be above and beyond what people want us to do. We have to look like God. We have to act like God. We have to talk like God, because people will water down who you are. So when folk lie on you and they talk about you, just leave them guessing. Number five, stick to God's plan. Something unusual or unexpected will take place, but stick to the plan of God. The life as a Christian is a battle. There will be things that will come against you. There will be things that will trip you. There will be things that will be bumps in the road, as I call them. But all I ask you to do is just remember there is a prize on the other side. that if I be faithful to God and God is faithful to me, if I do what God said, God will give us the victory. I don't know about you, but I've been through enough stuff in my life that I don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell. But I want to be a victor right here. I want to overcome whatever the enemy throws my way, because God has been so good to us. And so therefore, all I know is that I have to give God glory. Finally, don't put your trust in your own strength. Put your trust in God. Because sometimes you just don't feel like it. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. When the cares of this world have weighed you down to the point to where you say, God, I don't have nothing left. I told my sister-in-law the other week, I said, God, it was so many things coming. This, that was coming. This was coming. This was hitting. That was blowing. I said, God, I know things is going to come up in my life, but can you just let me catch my breath in between the blows? Because guess what? If I can catch my breath in between the blows, Sister Wanda, then all I know is that God has got me. And I know that I'm still breathing and I'm still alive. And as long as I'm alive, I can tell God, thank you. Finally, pray without ceasing, because God says that we need to continue to pray. Some things only come by fasting and praying. And we have to stop talking, stop gossiping, and pray. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. There is power when we pray. Because the word of God says that we can call those things that be not as though they were. That means I may not be feeling good, but God, you said in your word that you are a healer. God will do just what he said. Tell your neighbor, you are looking at victory. Because if the devil had his way, if the enemy had his way, I wouldn't be here today. But somebody said, I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through. I'm so glad I came out on the other side of through. I'm so glad that I stayed in the battlefield. I'm so glad that God kept me. I'm so glad that God delivered me. Because when I come out of this, when I get out of this, God gets the glory. God gets the honor. And he gets the praise. Tell your neighbor. I dare you to high five your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. You're looking at victory. He's all knowing. He's everywhere at the same time. So therefore, he knows everything there is to know about me. And I'm so glad. So glad that I stayed in the battle. Because when the battle is over, when the can shout now, but can I change that just for a few minutes? You can praise Him while you're in the battle. Because when the praises go up, blessings come down, and the enemy will come in like a flood. But I can lift my hands, even in the midst of my battle, even in the midst of my trouble, and I can tell God, thank you. In the midst of the battle, I can give God glory. Is there anybody in the house? Is there anybody in the house? Is there anybody in the house that wants to give God glory? You're not going to wait till you get out of the battle. But you tell your neighbor, I'm going to give Him glory right now. I'm going to give Him praise right now. I'm going to tell Him thank you right now. I'm going to glorify Him right now. I may be sick in my body, but I'm going to give Him glory right now. Because I promise you, if you give Him glory right now, God will move a little bit quicker. God will come to your rescue. Tell your neighbor, give Him something to work with. Well, come on, give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory. Oh, some of you praising Him right now. Some of you already doing the work. Tell your neighbor, act like it's already done. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. He's worthy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes things in our life, they can get so rough and so heavy. But I dare you just to link up with your neighbor. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you are too weak, I'll help you. We have to learn. We have to learn. Oh, my mama. Oh, mama. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. So if you're here today, you say, I'm a little weak. But the word of God declares that it's in your weakness that His strength is made perfect. When I feel in my human body that I can't make it, then the Lord will come alongside of you. It's called the Paracletos, where He will come alongside of you, which is the Holy Ghost, and He will help you in the midst of your storm. And so women, men, children, you have to make up in your mind that I will have the victory. So if you're here today, You need a little more strength. You need a little bit more joy. You need a little bit more peace. I ask you to make your way to the altar.